Welcome, everybody.
Hey, everyone.
My name is Steve Rockla. I work with the district in the communications department, and part of my job is to put together webinars monthly just to kind of equip pastors and leaders, church leaders, to fulfill the Great Commission. Our motto at the district is building healthy faith communities and quality Christian leaders. And today we want to talk about, especially at a time like this where we can't meet in churches and starting Friday, it's going to be even less, wanted to talk about how we can use Zoom meeting and even like a Zoom Pro account to get the most use out of it to host Bible studies, pastor business meetings, whatever you need to do to keep your church running during the time that we can't meet in person. Today, I have Kagan Larson with.
How's it going?
You want to introduce yourself and what you do here?
I'm Kagan Larson, like you just said. I'm the youth pastor here at Riverside, and I also am in charge of stage setup, sound, tech, media stuff, everything.
Most people have been asking us at the district the best ways to utilize this. And Zoom, as far as my research, is the best to use in virtual meetings. There are other software programs out there, you looked up Google Duo.
Yep.
There's Skype you can do multi-chat on. But as far as the usability, Zoom is the best.
Zoom is really easy.
Yeah. So I'm going to click on new meeting here. Hey, here's my lovely face. And now, yes, it'll ask you if you want to join with computer audio. Yes, the easiest way is just to do that. Click to invite participants. I should say there are multiple ways to do this. I'm going to do it via email. Okay, what's your email? Is it service? I'm just going to use my Gmail here.
Typed in an extra O on accident. There we go.
Is it just Kagan at Riverside, right?
Yep.
There it is. Pastor Pepe. So it'll automatically fill in all this information for you to join this meeting. It has the link if you want to click and join the web browser one. It has meeting ID, password, all this stuff. One you can download on mobile. I've used it when people are using it on their phone. It works really nice. And you can dial by location, which, everybody that I use it is in Minnesota, so we don't need that, so I'm just going to delete. And then dismiss, send. This shows that, that's cool. Now this multi-gallery view shows Nate and Tim that are both using their cell phones. You guys just want to wave at the camera? So this shows versatility of the software. It's super cool. And then all of our microphones are muted, otherwise we get feedback crazy. So there's some other cool things on this Pro account. Down here you can record. So if I hit record on this computer, because the cloud isn't very good, it's going to start recording our meeting.
Ooh.
I know, pretty cool. Yeah. There are other things you can do. Manage participants. So I can sit over here. I can unmute Kagan.
You can unmute me?
Yep, because I'm the host.
The host would like to unmute your microphone. Stay muted or unmute myself? Stay muted.
So this in this aspect, if you're holding youth group virtually like this, you can mute everybody.
So nobody can talk.
Yep, and then as you're doing your thing, and you're like, hey, I want a response from Kagan.
You.
What do you think of this? it's pretty cool. I can mute all, unmute all. And then there's a way that I can... I can break this down into subgroups, which there's a video that I'll link in this posting afterwards that I'll just say I don't know how to do.
What's called breakout rooms?
Breakout rooms. I must not have it on here. Manage participants. More. Is it here? No. Yeah, because you use it at school, right, Nate?
Yep.
Yeah. This is fantastic.
I don't know if you can do specific breakout rooms where you put people, just one whole group in there.
You
I
can.
Assume you can, but
yep.
For a lot of them, we just get randomly put in a group of four people.
Yeah, no, that's you can do that. So, as an example, Kagan, if you want to do it after you give a little message, you want to do small groups.
Mm-hmm.
You can break everybody down into multiple groups, and you can say you know what, Nate and Tim should not be in a group together. So you can move them around based off that. And in all reality, you can pause and stop recording. You can do a reaction. Hey, nice. Thumbs up, guys. Or I can do high five, which I can do two reactions. That's all we have to do. Manage participants, we already went over that. So in all reality, this is pretty simple. And the nice thing about all this,
it's gonna pick it up in this microphone.
I like just being able to unmute it and just wreck everybody's stuff.
The cool thing about this too is that I don't know about a free account, but pro accounts, they encrypt it.
Oh.
So yeah, it's not that people are like, we're gonna get hacked and spied on by the government. Which that may be true, but you can, yeah, up here in the information, you can get all the password information you need to send to other people, copy URL, and send it to them. So other than that, like, this is pretty simple to use. Yeah, look at that. That's a cool
just shot there. Just trying to get some B-roll.
Yeah, I like that. You guys, can you guys, honestly, keep this recording. The next thing that we want to get into here is some streaming, right? A lot of churches have also been asking us at the district, like, hey, can you help us set up a stream? What are some ways that we can
I was trying to do like double inception by recording.
record the record. And then Tim, go behind him, record
I was
him.
Say, like, I just need to record yours.
So there's different outlets. We looked at Zoom. Zoom's really easy because people don't have to have an account. All you have to do is send them a code. The mobile version's like the easiest version. You just send them a code and they click on it and it'll take them to it. As long as they have to have the app on their phone, right? Mm. I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
They need the app, but then like it's super easy. They'll get the code. The free version, you can have as many people as you want, but it only lasts 40 minutes. What my wife did was after 40 minutes, just resent the invitation and everybody's back on. So if you want to do it free, mm-hmm. you can keep doing that when you want to stay connected with groups. Or you can spend $15 a month for one person to be a host, and that person can go for unlimited time. If you want multiple people in your church to be hosts, then it's an extra $15 or $20, whatever plan you go with.
I just had that up here.
Yeah, and then so we're also looking at Google Duo. If you have an Android, it should already come on your phone because most of them are Google stuff. So Google Duo is one that you can have up to 8 people, but you can talk for as long as you want, but you're limited to only 8 people. Facebook Messenger, you can see up to 6 people on a screen, but you can add more people, but it'll just switch to whenever somebody's talking, they're the one that you see. And then so if they stop talking, someone else talks, then it just switches between everyone versus seeing everyone laid out on your screen. Those were the three that we've looked into so far is Facebook Messenger app, which is really easy to do. Go into your Messenger, you can create a group of people, and then go into the chat, and on the top right of your screen, there's a video button, and just hit that, and it calls everyone. Google Duo, actually one of my leaders used it last night to do a small group with a bunch of students, and they loved it.
And Duo is connected to your number, correct?
Yes, that's the cool thing.
It can go between iPhone and Android. Yes. Right.
Yep, and so that's the cool thing, is you allow it to access your contacts, and so if you want to invite people, you just literally go through your phone contacts.
There's one other one that my family uses is WhatsApp.
Oh yeah.
We use WhatsApp, and we had 4 people the other day, just we were having a conversation and chatting because, you know, my sister's in Alaska and my parents are up north and they wanted to see our baby, so we just were chatting with them.
Nice.
And nice thing about that is with like Zoom, it's encrypted. So I don't know if people are worried about security all that much, but so I think that, you know, that's a wrap for today. Thank you, Pastor Kagan, for helping out. Thank you, Pastor Tim and Nate Hayden. Nate, he is one of our interns last year, and you're going to be kind of on staff this summer for a little bit too, right?
Yep.
Do summer? Cool. Yep.
Still up in the air about what that means, but yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you, everybody, Kagan and Tim and Nate for helping out. And like I said, if anybody has any questions, just email me steve@mnaog.org.
Bye.
Cut.